Welcome back to another episode of Journey into the Vortex, where metaphysics meets real life. My name is Mary Roseman, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Marcella Nitschke and Heather Wells. We are three ordinary women who have seen our lives transformed into the extraordinary through the discovery of the metaphysical laws and principles. And that is exactly what we want to share with you each week as we try to unravel the mysteries of the universe and discover how expanding your consciousness through metaphysical awareness can bring clarity, purpose, and transformation to your life. So let's get started. Now, we want to title this particular podcast as Breaking Paradigms, and you'll see with the flow where we're going with this. But I think it started off partially with Heather bringing to the table that she has a son, and I have a daughter, and both of these beloveds, they're brilliant, but they're galvanized in their anger for their perceptions, and hopefully I'm saying this correctly for Heather. This is my perception of my daughter. She's galvanized in where she sees that I am not actively enough pursuing truth. And she sees different paradigms or patterns that I am automatically participating in, even though I question it. And, you know, one of the examples was circumcision. We could go on and on, right?
That's a good one. Let's delve into that because it's a paradigm that we have most. What did you say that you think this general? We don't have general numbers. We have general numbers, not statistics here. But how many? What's the general consensus of how many people in the United States are circumcised, Marcella?
So, yeah, I agree, Heather. That's a perfect example of how little we question. I had my son circumcised.
Didn't even blink an eye at it. That's just what they took the baby from you and boom.
And I happened to the other day be talking about this with a friend and a male, and he was circumcised as well. And he still has this resentment of why was I circumcised? And so we started talking about it and getting online and looking for some information. Well, interestingly, and like I said, I don't have the numbers fresh right now, but the information we found was that I think it was 80% of boys in the United States or more are circumcised. And only maybe a 10, England is one of the countries in Europe where there's less men are circumcised. I think it was 10 or 20%, interestingly. South America was under 10, I think. And I do remember, I remember when I realized my brother was not circumcised. And it was a surprise to me because I was used to the American programming, I guess, right? But it looks like a lot of the males in other countries are not really. Even though Catholicism is very prominent in South America, the boys are not circumcised.
So, from my purview, why? I didn't even question it. I mean, I guess in the back of my head, I thought, oh, I did not. How has it gotten this far in our culture? And what other, and it just leads you to like, what else did we not question that you are just told and you get in the system and it's your baby, for goodness sake. Like you just don't even think.
And why would nature create imperfection in the penis? Like, you know, it's
reproductive. It creates life.
We cringe when we hear about these girls that are being circumcised in Africa. And yet, what's the difference?
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, how did we get here? And that's then I started thinking back, like, when did this start? Who started this? How did it get this far?
And that's where I wanted to get more facts before we got into this conversation. But
the overall view of this is just
one thing.
I think
it's a Jewish tradition.
It's just one thing that makes you think, what else do we not question? What else do we do without even, and even like you said, the providers or the healthcare, it's gotten so past that they don't even question. Well, they just do it. The nurse, they just, it's so normal, but we don't know why, the why behind it, really. We don't know the why.
Doctors, I don't know, at some point, and that's one thing that we will have to do some more research. justified it, saying that it is better for, you know, the hygiene and the, you know,
skin or
yes, all that.
So at the origin of it, it started as religious, let's say, for all that we know. Mm-hmm. But then when did it become non-religion and it's just a healthcare system in the United States? It's just
they got insurance to pay for it.
Yeah,
for one. Because if it had to be out of pocket, people would probably question a little mm-hmm. more. Like, hey, I have to pay this many $1,000.
Is this for insurance to pay for it? Like, I mean, are there known issues for boys? Their penis is falling off because there's so much bacteria. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are they preventing by
there's
doing
no
this?
There's no problems. I went on some Reddit groups and there are no problems in European men are not having any problems from having their, you know, foreskin.
So yeah, it's like, why does insurance even pay for it?
Oh, it's a
system. Because there's no prevention of something.
Like with the wisdom teeth, they say it because they are going to create problems along the I don't see that. I never had my wisdom teeth removed. I never had any problems.
Okay, so this is an example, right? Now I want to go back to the young people because this was really an important part of our discussion because they can see this. This is obvious to them. Now, I want to point out, if you notice, we conversed about it. We've talked about it. And we've tried to state it and keep as factual and as nice about it as we can, right? We want to change people's minds and we want to get people to think and we want to plant seeds. That's what our podcast is all about. So what I'm trying to teach my daughter, which I get to see the mirror all the time because I was exactly like her at one time. And this was a quote my father frequently said to me, "Sugar, your beautiful point just got lost in your presentation." And so I understand the anger. I understand the impatience. I understand it. But we know that we're all where we're at this particular time, existing metaphysically, because we volunteered to be here. And so I say to my daughter, you volunteered for this journey to be here right here and now as the young person that you are. And apparently you're here to make some changes and to point things to the obvious out, just like I was. I agree with you 99% of the time. But I am going to say, if you really want to make headway, you're going to have to work on that beautiful delivery of yours, right?
Right, because that's where humans, you know, we first go to like, okay, where do we who do we blame, right? We blame the systems, and these kids are probably their first, because we have conditioned them to do that, right? So they go and blame the system, but you have to get past that so you really, you know, objectively know where to direct your energies.
Yeah, so changing paradigms, and I think, like I said, this younger generation, or let's say, including us, even though we're not younger, but people that are waking up, that are hopefully listening to this podcast, you are probably the same ones questioning, maybe the news, is it real? Or maybe the healthcare system, or maybe the education system. Why we have gone through our life, or all the above, and we've gone through our whole life just being told. And now, I swear, once you start questioning one thing, you cannot
stop.
You can't stop. And
you shouldn't stop.
You should
it really is interesting when you go down a rabbit hole.
Yes.
What you find.
I think this is evolution. I think this is how we are getting out of this paradigm matrix, whatever you think we're in. It's for the ones that are questioning. Like, I love when younger people are, I feel like I tried to raise my kids to question everything, even teachers or school, again, in a polite way. But just because you think somebody, nope, don't ever give in by the power to tell you that something's the only way.
I think the difference can be there in just what you said, because I think most people of our generation, we were kind of like, not shut down, because nobody can shut you down when you are ready, right? But we were very conditioned and delayed, maybe by our what our parents and the adults in our lives would tell us, right? So we were kind of silenced for a little while. The difference that we can make is to encourage these younger humans or younger generations and support them.
Yes, I love that.
By giving them the vocabulary, And to have the right to say that to an elder, I wasn't given that. So I would either shut down or I would be disrespectful, which is what's going on right now with our younger group. And I always say, well, we haven't taught them the option. And one of the things is these beloveds, they're probably anti-conflict, but they don't have the skill set in which to present. They only know.
I would say my son is like anti-politics. He's like, it makes no sense to me. He's like, he sees such the big picture in the media, and he doesn't think one side's right. He said it's all the same. They're two, you know. So he questions that. He questions, you know, he went to high school, he went to college, and now he's like, why do I need a person to stand up in front of me and teach me things when I can actually learn with books and with YouTube and with, he said, everything's available to me now to learn.
Which that's another paradigm that I think is in the process of being shifted.
Right.
Educational system. Why do you have to go to an institution and get their degree or their certification to really to learn, right?
Because you can learn anywhere. You can learn every single day of your life if you read, if you search, if you.
But you don't learn what you need. I mean, I went through I don't know how many years of schooling. All kinds of
credentials
and stuff. And yet what's really valuable, I did not learn in school.
Well, and the thing about the school system, God, I have many friends that are teachers and I adore them. Their curriculums, they are only teaching what the system has insisting that they teach.
And if they sway from that, they get fired.
Right. So, for example, like here's another. So we talked about circumcision. Nobody questions. This is something I like what we were told, how the pyramids were built. You know, we were told through history. Do you question that now? I mean, do you think like a lot of our history, we have no idea what really happened. And I don't mean just the pyramids, but in ancient times or it was what we've been told.
Well, so many textbooks are being rewritten. We use the science that they taught us are being rewritten because they realized, no, this is not, we thought it was like this. It's not. And then what's going to happen here in another, you know,
years? We have been taught and told this limited viewpoint of so many things. And that, I don't know. I love it. Like, I find it fascinating. And it makes me just think, what else? What else have I not questioned? And you just did without.
Yeah. And going back to the younger generations, I think when the day they feel supported, they will stop. And also to teach them, they're no victims.
Right.
You don't have to blame the system. You don't have to blame whatever, right? You can create whatever you want. And when they feel supported and they know that, they will not respond with frustration, with anger. Like, they'll feel more empowered to make the changes, to take the steps.
And hopefully parents, I do think there's that fine line when we're evolving with how we raise our children, because kids are no longer, you know, I don't think very many parents are anymore like, they're not, children are hurt, seen but not heard.
Right.
So that is over. But then you also have this whole like, kids have no respect for adults.
The way we treat our children is changing, right?
Yes, yes. But well, again, to teach, it doesn't matter your age. There's no age limit. It's just you do treat other human beings, regardless of age, whatever, with respect.
And so here's what I'll say. And I'm kind of guiding this to the young people, but also the parents too. And this is what I say to my daughter. You're right. And I'm so sorry that at the place I was in life, I didn't have the skill set or the purview and the reality at the time to set an example for you. And I'm telling you, the anger that you're exhibiting right now towards this situation is way more destructive to you than anybody else. And I'm really, really sorry that that's the example that I gave you. And I'm really sorry that the adults became so frustrated with the fact that y'all were so like maybe technologically ahead of us and also ahead of us in your purview of what was really going on. But we just, you know, the shifts of this universe, while it was obvious that everything was being unfolded, truth was being unfolded, we were still kind of marred in the matrix of our programming, and you didn't have as much. So you were accelerated in your view more than we were. And that's a really lonely place to be, especially when the beloveds that bring you into this world and are guiding you are not seeing this. But I'm going to remind you, there are no victims here. In the larger picture, which is your soul contract, you volunteer to be here at this time. And so I'm an adult here who has had children, who has made many mistakes. But I'm here and I'm just putting my heart out there, and I'm as open as I possibly can be. And I'm compassionate to where you're at in life. I want to be of service to you. But what I can tell you is your brilliance and what you bring to the table is so needed in this universe, in this world right now. And if you could take one thing of wisdom from me that hasn't changed, and that is I have learned not to be this bulldozing bitch where it's my way or the highway. I have learned to make my presentation compassionate, and I meet beloveds where they're at. And I just set this example of how, well, you know, look at my life. I'm not doing that and it's working for me, but you carry on and you do what you think you need. And I'm telling you, there are more people receptive to where I'm coming from than if I told them what a dipshit, ignorant, yada, 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 that they are for buying into all this crap. I hope this makes sense. Yeah.
I think we all have different ways, right? That we see our mistakes. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't apologize as you did.
I wouldn't. I don't think I would either.
Because there's nothing to apologize. Yes,
we just are where we were at the time.
Exactly. And everybody responds in different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, I see that with my brother, and my parents were not even close to conscious. However, I never believed them. I never really cared if they approved or not. Mm-hmm. It just didn't have any repercussion in what my decisions were.
It's like, own your truth.
Exactly.
Own your truth and don't look for outside sources.
Right. Like, the other thing is, we are not responsible. I mean, we want to support them, support our younger generations, mm-hmm. like we want to support ourselves. We're just as valuable. Our lives mm-hmm. is just as valuable as anyone who is 20 years old. That's the one reason why I would not apologize, because we're all learning here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are in the Earth school here.
A classmate. That's it, right? You know, we're all doing the best we can. There's people who are not even aware of mm-hmm. anything. And we can't just say, will they have to apologize later?
I look at the youth that are, I'm like, oh my God, where I was at their age and they're 20. I was so indoctrinated and, you know, I just mm-hmm. was la, 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 living my life, you know, just not even questioning mm-hmm. anything around. And at what point, but once your eyes see, they cannot unsee. And mm-hmm. I think they're seeing earlier and earlier and mm-hmm. hopefully questioning and growing and doing, and they will be the ones to do something with our encouragement to do something.
But we are too. There's no age. That's a programming thing. There's no such thing.
Which, that's perfect. And what I was going to say was, so this was just an illustration, because we're three very different women. We've come from different areas, and it's clear that if you've listened to other podcasts where Heather and Marcella have helped me, I still am working through my layers of programming. And so you got to see or hear, witness an illustration of just a layer of where I still think I need to apologize. I have compassion for the young people, but you're right. I don't need to apologize for this. I was programmed as anybody else was, but I've managed to pull myself out and continue doing the work. And I do so by hanging out with two really powerful women.
And it can be frustrating, you know, for anybody. Like I said, it doesn't matter what age, when you start, if this is a general term, waking up or questioning things, or, but it doesn't have to be. And that, I think that frustration, once you can get past that, and I look at it, we are just in a time. We are in a time of evolution. Things are changing, always for the better. It is nice. I love that I have my, like, the two of you to have these conversations with. And I do feel like my son, it's a little lonely because he hasn't quite found his tribe to have these deeper conversations with. And he will. And it's just a matter of using your voice, because there are people out there that are waking up and that are evolving. That's what this whole podcast is, to get the word out and to get us to talk and communicate and
plant seeds, like you say, you know, like just a question. There's so many answers can come when we open our minds instead of like thinking this is like it is. No, do you really know that?
Exactly.
We were taught how to think. We were taught what to believe, how to live our future, what to do for work.
But that's what I think we signed up for when we decided to, like, going back to metaphysics and the Course in Miracles, we decided to come and explore a split mind. We wanted to create on our own. And this is what resulted. An ego, you know, a split mind that created systems and created ways that always looking for satisfaction of its own satisfaction, not believing and giving and receiving are the same. All the metaphysical principles were completely gone from our awareness. And this is what we created. And now we're waking up. So it's like a journey. And, you know, it's great that it's time to wake up. I truly believe, like you said, Heather, these are the times, the frequencies. It's just like different, right? Everybody. And that's why I think this invitation to question everything is going to have a lot of resonance. It's going to have a lot of ears paying attention and saying, even if you start with a little questioning.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us today. We hope we've given you a lot to think about.
And even if you are completely opposed to everything we said, we would love to hear from you, because then we can, you know, bring it up and question that too.
Yes.
JourneyToTheVortex@gmail.com.
Please like us if you've liked this podcast, and consider joining us. Till next time, when we
journey into the vortex.
We hope you have enjoyed today's dialogue. Please do not hesitate to let us know if you have questions, suggestions, or simply want to connect. You can reach us through our website at JourneyIntoTheVortex.com, Facebook, or Instagram. We hope you will join us again as we continue this transformative journey into the vortex.